Part 4. Success. Chapter 15. Tigers are the last to starve in the jungle. In light of the 9/11 tragedies in New York and Washington, D.C., I thought it would be good to talk about mental toughness. I get a few letters asking me, you know, what I thought, what happens to the real estate market after the attack of 9/11. Tons of these letters are written in fear. Folks were afraid that business would take a dive because the market is afraid to buy houses and everything will change. And here's a new flash. It absolutely has changed, and it always will. The world will never be the same. We'll all be more afraid of lunatics now than we were before September 11. Security is tightened and everything is different. The news is 24-hour talk about terrorists, and no one is certain about what to do next. But one thing is certain. People always need a place to live, and I remember when the prime rate was 18% in the early 1980s, back when I had my hands full buying houses from people who couldn't sell. I spent my time helping people find a way to sell to me. The realtors were falling like flies, and everyone was bad-mouthing real estate because you couldn't make a living at it. At least that was the gossip going around. I was too hungry to listen to that baloney, so I bought about 70 houses that year. I guess everyone forgot to tell me how bad the market was. Either that or I wasn't listening. Frankly, back then I did a whole lot less listening than I do now. Today the prime rate is low. It would seem as if sellers could find buyers as fast as they put a house on the market. But here's another news flash. Houses don't sell any faster or slower, whether the prime rate is 2% or 6%. It ain't the rate that sells the houses. It's the person in charge of making the sale. Oh, sure, lower payments help, but a positive attitude and a friendly voice help a lot more. That was the case in 1982, and it's the same case today. People will always be looking to buy a new home. That market will never stop. It just sometimes fluctuates with other circumstances that happen in the marketplace. You will always have a business if you're buying houses. Your attitude will make you wealthy, or it'll make you a whiner. If you think anything terrorists can do will destroy the need for Americans to own a home or ruin your business as a real estate entrepreneurship, perhaps you should get away from the TV and get back to reality. To be blunt, I'd suggest you grow up and quit listening to all the dream stealers who are looking to blame others for all their failures. Some people ask me if I'm afraid to get on planes now, and my answer is absolutely not. I didn't get where I am today by sticking my head in the sand and letting lunatics run my life. I couldn't wait to get back on planes. I look at it this way. I got a better chance of getting killed in my car than on that plane, and that's a proven statistic. So I guess you could say the odds are in my favor. Besides, can you think of a safer time to fly than now? Security is at an all-time high, and no plane full of American men will let terrorists take it down since we can guess that true intentions now. I'd be more afraid of having my lifestyle disrupted because I'm filled with fear because I lost my freedom or health. Prostate and colon cancer, along with heart disease, scare me a whole lot more than a lunatic with a death wish. I fear stagnation, procrastination, laziness, and paralysis, and don't give a second thought to the morons. I don't sit around wondering who's going to take my assets. I don't spend more time playing not to lose than playing to win. My assets are protected, and frankly, they're not all that important to me anymore. I could lose them all tomorrow, and I'd have them back in a year or two, at least the ones I'd want back. My biggest asset besides my family is located between my ears, and it's not my nose. That asset took over 70 years to develop, and as long as I have it, money isn't hard to come by. If you take a look around and ask yourself what really has meaning in your life, I'll bet you discovered is it anything that you have purchased. Willie Mays said it best, it's not my wife, it's not my life, why worry? I guess it all comes down to your attitude, but far too many people worry about things that don't mean spit. The worst violators worry about things they can't change or control. What good will it do to sit around and fret? Get busy, do something positive, go make some offers and sell some houses. If you're busy enough, you won't have time to worry. Get away from the doom and gloom and turn off the TV for a while. Get to some of my events and get recharged. Hang around people on the move and get away from those who can't talk about anything but what's on the news. Some suggestions. Go make some money. Donate to charities. Go back to church if it's been a while. do something new, such as buying a car or taking a vacation or getting on a plane. See some new places, make some new friends, join a new club or volunteer for political office. Write a speech or a book. Hug your children, take them to a movie. Sit down and talk with them for 1 hour with no interruptions. Go to a party, or better yet, have one. Invite the neighbors over. Take your spouse to a new restaurant and buy the most expensive things on the menu. Then go home and make love until morning. Go shopping and get a new wardrobe. Have some of your clothes made by a tailor. Get a massage and a full body treatment. Have the masseuse come to your home every week. Hire someone to mow your lawn so you can sell your lawnmower. Next time you're in the grocery store, look for someone who needs assistance and offer to pay for his or her groceries. Volunteer to serve food to the homeless on the holidays. Put up the biggest Christmas display of your life. Have a flagpole put in your front yard and fly the biggest American flag it can hold. Forget about all the stuff that can go wrong and think about the things that can go right. Focus on what you can control and forget about the things you can't. Develop mental toughness. Picture yourself filthy, stinking rich and work every day to make it happen. Pretty soon it will. Then you can show everyone else how to become the person that they want to be, and you'll be their hero. Enjoy every moment of your life you have left, and don't let others use your time uselessly, and don't be willing to give it up. Cherish every moment and never stop asking yourself, is this the best use of my time? If you maintain control, mental toughness will come. If you let others control your emotions, you'll be weak, mental wreck, and no good to yourself or anyone else. Toughen up, grow up, and move up. Join the ranks of the mentally tough by making mistakes and living with them, knowing it's all part of learning. You can't get tough without getting beaten up first. That means you must always be moving forward, not standing still. Find out what's broken, fix it. If you're not making enough money, the only possible reason is looking at you from the other side of the mirror. Accept responsibility for your own actions and toughen up. It's you, baby. All you. Nobody else. It isn't me, and it isn't the family or the boss. It's you. The quicker you accept that fact, the quicker you can begin fixing you. The terrorists didn't make you who you are, and they certainly can't help you keep you from being what you want to be. Sorry to be so brutal, but frankly, I've had a bad day listening to whiners looking for excuses, so I'm taking it out on you. Guess I should get a little more mental toughness, huh? In closing, failure is not an option. It's just a nagging possibility that helps you stay focused.